The High Mountains of Portugal by Jan Martel. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Tomás decides to walk. From his modest flat on Rua São Miguel, in the ill-famed Alfama district, to his uncle's stately estate in leafy Lapa, it is a good walk across much of Lisbon. It will likely take him an hour. But the morning has broken bright and mild, and the walk will soothe him. And yesterday, Sabio, one of his uncle's servants, came to fetch his suitcase and the wooden trunk that holds the documents he needs for his mission to the high mountains of Portugal, so he has only himself to convey. He feels the breast pocket of his jacket. Father Ulisse's diary is there, wrapped in a soft cloth. Foolish of him to bring it along like this, so casually. It would be a catastrophe if it were lost. If he had any sense, he would have left it in the trunk. But he needs extra moral support this morning, as he does every time he visits his uncle. Even in his excitement, he remembers to forego his regular cane and take the one his uncle gave him. The handle of this cane is made of elephant ivory and the shaft of African mahogany, but it is unusual mainly because of the round pocket mirror that juts out of its side just beneath the handle. This mirror is slightly convex, so the image it reflects is quite wide. Even so, it is entirely useless, a failed idea, because a walking cane in use is, by its nature, in constant motion, and the image the mirror reflects is therefore too shaky and fleeting to be helpful in any way. But this fancy cane is a custom-made gift from his uncle, and every time he pays a call, Tomás brings it. He heads off down Rua São Miguel, onto Largo São Miguel, and then Rua de São João de Praça, before turning onto Arco de Jesus. The easy perambulation of a pedestrian walking through a city he has known his whole life, a city of beauty and bustle, of commerce and culture, of challenges and rewards. On Arco de Jesus, he is ambushed by a memory of Dora, smiling and reaching out to touch him. For that, the cane is useful, because memories of her always throw him off balance. "I got me a rich one," she said to him once, as they lay in bed in his flat. "I'm afraid not," he replied. "It's my uncle who's rich. I'm the poor son of his poor brother. Papa has been as unsuccessful in business as my uncle Martim has been successful, in exact inverse proportion.